Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the show on planet Earth. Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines. You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show. Now live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
The Truth, Bailey Coleman here with my other guest host, Kayla. Okay, Kayla, you got like a double-digit last name or something.
Yes, Kayla Lewis Allen, the hyphenated last name.
Kayla Lewis Allen. You know what? I should know better because my son has a hyphenated last name, which he reminds me about all the time, but I thought it was cool at the time. And my guy, Dame MC Dave. Wait a minute.
I'm not being a good MC.
MC Dame.
MC Dame Elsie in the building.
All right, MC Dame Elsie in the building. Good morning, Milwaukee.
It's Thursday.
Oh, yes. It is Thursday.
It is Friday, Junior.
Okay.
Come on.
Friday, Junior.
Shout out to Telly. Because that's what Telly said all the time.
Yeah, Friday, shout out to Telly. Woo. Okay, so look, y'all. We got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Did either of you guys happen to catch even a snippet? See, this is a shame. He's the outgoing president. Last address to the nation was last night. President Joe Biden. And who watched it?
Come on, man.
Crickets.
Ricky. Shout out to Rick.
I should have watched
producer.
It.
I'm Rick, did you watch it?
No, I did not.
So
you saw some clips though.
I at least saw some clips, y'all. At least saw some clips. I know one thing. Okay, so they have this peace deal that they've brokered in with Israel and Hamas and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But that is good. But why your boy? I mean,
they should have did it months ago.
Why the president elect?
He tried to take credit for it.
Of course, that's his job.
Come on, man.
You know, come behind people and.
If I remember my history correctly, Ronald Reagan tried to do that to Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, that's what happened. Remember, we talked about that the other day.
We did talk about
it. The day after Jimmy Carter got elected, they took credit for the release of the hostages.
Yes, exactly.
Not even a day, a couple of hours.
No,
right?
It was like an hour.
It was like an hour later.
12:01.
Yeah.
You know,
literally.
Oh, now Ronald Reagan's in office. So, you know, and it was like a final jab to Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, Trump is going to take credit for anything he can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what he does. But the actuality is this is the same deal that was on the table like in July,
whenever
it was on the deal a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to say because I don't think it's been going on that long, but whenever it was a long time ago, this deal was on the table, and Hamas had agreed, but Israel didn't.
Right.
And so, but it's the same deal now.
Same deal.
So
now,
the point is, how is Trump going to take credit for something where he wasn't even involved? He was running. He was still running.
Well. As you'll see. Yeah.
He needs his credit. He needs his credit walking through the door.
Trump is something else.
Hey, he going to be even more something else on Monday. I was like, I'm going to be with Michelle. I ain't even going to watch the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
If I can watch it, if I'm available on Monday, I'm going
to
watch it.
Do you think, not to change the subject, but do you think her saying she wasn't going had, you know, obviously it's Martin Luther King Day, and so she don't want to be.
It's King Day.
She don't want to be wasting time with Trump, acting like she praising Trump on King Day.
Right.
But also, do you think it's because Obama and him was kikiing at the funeral?
No.
And she like
that's embarrassing.
Hear me out.
Embarrassing me.
Hear me out, y'all. Hear me out, Truth Nation. Hear me out, Bailey. Hear me out, Kayla. I got it right.
Yep.
First time.
Yep.
It's my first time working with Kayla, y'all. So
my first time working with Kayla, too. Hey, Kayla.
No, this is our second time.
I listened to y'all before.
That's right.
Yep.
This is our second time.
But listen, like I was saying, they was kikiing at the funeral, and then everybody was shooting around the meme of Kamala looking back at him with the like
the right. deep side
with right. the mama looking. I yeah. know that look. That's yeah. the look from church when you me and my sister would be in the back. Let's laughing be
let's be specific. That's the black church.
That's the black church.
Church mama look.
And when your mama or your grandmama look back at you like that, then you shut up.
Exactly.
And that was the y'all better shut up back there look. And so because of that look, do you think Michelle was like, Barack, you done got us in some stuff. They think we cool with this dude. Let me shut this down. You know, because Barack is a politician.
Yeah, he probably right. like, that's his job.
Well, I'm going to be nice, whatever. He talking to me. I'm not going to be mean. I'm sitting right next to this dude. I ended up, they put me right next to him.
On purpose.
Right, so let me talk to him.
Well, I was watching Joyanne Reed's show on MSNBC, the sister on there, one of them. And she was saying that one of the reasons that Michelle allegedly didn't go to the funeral is because they were going to sit the Obamas.
The placement.
Yeah, the placement. So
they did they do it by president number? Maybe you had, because he came.
That makes sense.
He came right after.
Yeah, I
Trump came right after Obama, right? So then you had, okay. Right. So they doing,
and
so
plus
she was like,
the rest of them
it.
Was probably like,
absolutely
don't
not.
Invite him or whatever.
But you had to, because he was a president.
Like, babe, that's your job. That ain't got nothing to do
right.
with me.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. Exactly.
So she was like, I ain't going this time. I got something to do.
Yeah, it was disappointing, too, actually.
So is Barack going? He's not going either.
Yeah, he's going. I'm
sure.
He gotta go.
He was a president.
He
yeah.
don't have to. He has to go.
I catch a cold. I ain't going. I'm calling in sick.
He got to go.
Even if I'm the president.
Unless,
the president gets to be sick, I'm calling in sick.
Unless.
I mean, it won't look good.
It won't look good, and it won't look.
But would you be mad at him for not going?
Who is me? Like,
you.
If you had been. Absolutely not.
So I'm saying, as the public, would y'all be mad at him for not going?
You know which public is going to be mad at him.
He don't care
it
about them.
It ain't going to be us.
You know like, what?
At this point, does he care about them anymore? Does he care about the MAGA people?
He's a politician, so he's always going to care about the public eye and the way that they view him. Like, he's going to always think about that. His wife, not so much. Babe, that's your job.
Exactly. That was your job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but, you know, I feel like...
Because, you know, George Bush didn't... Junior didn't even shake his hand. Junior didn't look at him or say nothing to him.
And that's what I think they were talking about, to be honest with you.
Ooh,
I mean, think about it.
I wish I was
because
trying to read.
Because I know, but... what had happened? You saw what happened, right? Donald Trump literally stood up and was going to shake George Bush's hand, and George Bush was like, and hit Obama like, "Hey, what's good?" You know what I mean?
I was,
and then you know, and Laura Bush was just totally shielded from Trump. It was just like, you know,
yeah.
So I think that they were talking about that, because I think Donald Trump was like, the nerve of that guy. And whatever else
you think
he said.
I'm sure.
Think Obama was like...
mm-hmm. But I think that he also tried to key with him on purpose. He knew that it would be like looked at. He knew it was going to be obvious.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like you're doing this on purpose. Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me right now.
I
was thinking that maybe Obama was doing it on purpose to show... We can have political differences, but I can still in this public space, in this space that's not political, I can still have this conversation and be friendly. Because I think people watch him so much.
Obama thinks on both sides.
He's calculated like
that,
right?
He is very calculated. Yeah.
So I think that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out right.
Yeah.
But because I think had Kamala not looked at him like. You know, gave him the mama look, then maybe people wouldn't have noticed. And they would have said, oh, Obama is being friendly and showing that.
But it's like, boy, get it together.
Right.
But, you know, Obama is one of those people that he can do talk to him or says whatever he says. Get the nerve of that guy, da-da-da-da-da. And Obama's like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's funny. Look, I got this magazine because I'm going to go home to Michelle.
Yeah.
So, or the brochure, the funeral program, and he just looking through it. He's like,
No eye contact.
No eye contact whatsoever. I mean, think about that. How many times have you been in that situation? You're sitting next to somebody that you don't like. They trying to strike up a conversation with you, but you're not trying to be rude because the cameras are on you. So you just go, let me just go ahead and look through the.
You got to politic through it. You got to politic all the way through it.
He's a supreme politician.
Yes, so, he is, absolutely.
So, but you know why? This is another, not to get off track again, but I got us already
fine.
Off
it's
track.
It's fine. We roll.
They say that Trump ran for office because of the way that Obama ribbed him at the correspondence dinner.
The correspondence dinner, yeah.
Yeah, before, yeah. Like, it was, I don't know what year it was, but they have the Melissa Harry Perry used to call it the nerd prom.
Yeah,
and that's when all of the correspondents dress up and they go.
They do it for the Catholic, the Archdiocese.
Or something, right?
Or something like that.
She just called it the nerd prom, so me and my friend used to always call it the nerd prom. Anyway, so he ribbed him real bad.
Yeah.
About what?
It was just in general. Just was ribbing him, and Trump was sitting there.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, he did.
And so they said that. That sparked Trump wanting the idea of running for president to get back at Obama.
Let me show you.
For saying, you know, treat him like he was nothing.
Exactly.
And Trump was like, okay, I'm going to show you. So to see come back now, and they both have been president, and he's going to be president again, and they kick him. Maybe Obama was ribbing him then, and Trump was like, ha ha, very funny. Still, I don't know.
He could have.
He could have been.
Because Obama gives me homeboy energy. Like, he is going to talk about you in your face.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, how you talk stuff with your guys.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been that.
He could have said something petty to him.
And
Trump trying to laugh it off, and Obama was ribbing him. So
he cracking up.
Right, so we're giving Obama heat for talking to him, but he could have been, you know, ribbing him. Like, what you going to grab him by the...
Trump? You know? What are you going to do anyway? They sat you right next to him. Of course he's going to talk to him.
Right, and then you know you're going to sit next to him, so he probably had something prepared.
He probably did.
You know, when you know you're going to see somebody in your mind, you'd be like, ooh, I'm going to say this one.
Oh, and you already knew who was sitting at your table or who was sitting next to you. So you had to prepare yourself mentally.
I mean, think about it. I could see the expressions on his face when he was talking to him. And, I mean, you think about it. He's like, this mug right here is talking to me.
Too much. He is talking too much. You know,
and I'm sure... If we could only read lips, we'd really know.
Man, I was trying so hard.
I know.
Let's go back.
I saw some stuff on the internet where they were trying to read the lips, but it was, you know, they said it was so much stuff that was being blocked that they couldn't get the full.
Yeah.
And Obama kept talking out the side of his mouth. Like, he kept going like this purposely.
Exactly.
You know how they do on the, like on the court, they'll go like this. They'll cover their mouth and they'll say what they have to say.
At football games, they do that.
Right. When the cameras is on, you cover your mouth.
The coaches is like.
And I'm in politics now, so I do that now. Even when if me and my guys talking and we in City Hall or something, I'm going to cover my mouth because you don't know who on the third floor watching y'all talk.
So
I just always do that.
Or who record you.
I just always do that anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. That's obvious.
Oh, gosh.
Let's not go there. But that's how that works sometimes. You got to cover your mouth. You got to act like somebody's watching you when they not watching you. I had somebody tell me that.
Yeah, you absolutely have to be on guard. Absolutely have to be on guard. All right, y'all, we going to run to break. Before we go, look, we've got a lot coming your way today. We're going to talk about the alleged ICE detention center supposedly coming up over on the north side of Milwaukee. What is going on?
It's crazy.
There's a judge. Did you guys check this out? That has been reassigned for what they're calling a bad joke that she sent out.
Wait till y'all hear about it. If you haven't heard about this, Truth Nation, wait till you hear about this. It's crazy.
And then I want to know what the 4-1 was on Nakia Holmes, founder of the Turkey Leg Hut, legendary restaurant. Where is it at? In Houston?
In Houston.
We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. You want to get in on our conversation, our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. And don't forget to watch us live right now on YouTube. We are there. You can see our faces and everything. All right? We'll be back with more.
It's 101.7
The Truth. Truth be told. I know.
You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth. Truth Be Told, Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ, and my guy Kayla, you're going to have to get your last names in. Go ahead.
Lewis Allen.
Kayla Lewis Allen.
All right, Kayla Lewis Allen.
I usually suck with names, but it's Lewis Allen, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There it is.
Roll right off your tongue, Lewis
there
Allen.
It is. Lewis Allen.
Lewis Allen.
Yeah.
Sound like a preacher.
Okay.
Don't it? of a Southern Baptist
right.
church.
Reverend Lewis Allen.
let me jump in here and get this. If you're able, please help people affected by the California wildfires in 2025. Donate at redcross.org/ESPN. Okay? That's to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover in California.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You know, it's crazy to me that those fires are still burning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tremendously sad. It's very heartbreaking, but I'm happy to see the community, not only in Los Angeles, not only in California, but like across the nation coming together and really helping them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So, Dame.
Yes.
You brought this to my attention. The ICE detention center that they're talking about building on the north side of Milwaukee.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, see, this is the backstory to it.
Okay.
The ICE detention center is already one that's here.
Okay.
So it's not like they bringing, people are getting the thought that they're bringing one here.
Okay.
It's already here. It's one on 310 East Knapp or something like that. Whatever, I don't know the exact address, but it's a building that now MSOE is taking over.
Okay.
And so because MSOE is taking over, they got to find someplace else to go.
Okay. So
now the size and scope of it may be different, but from what I've been told, the Fed has assured, you know, the mayor and all of them, and not that I believe whatever they're talking about, but has assured them that it's not increasing the size and scope of it. They're just going to be doing what they were already doing here. So it was in the office building downtown. Nobody probably even saw it or paid attention to it, because I know the Fed building, when I used to work at City Hall, now I still work at City Hall, but when I worked in a municipal building, there's a Fed building across the street. And, you know, it had, like, Homeland Security and stuff like that. It wasn't the Fed building, but they had offices of stuff like that.
Gotcha.
You know, and you never really saw them. The only time I saw them was a bank got robbed, and then the Feds was all out. And I was like, where'd they come from? And they was like, they be in that building. And I didn't even know. Mm. So that's the story.
Okay.
So the ICE is moving out to the northwest side of Milwaukee, but people just don't want to, they don't want to see it, and they don't want to be, you know, close to it. It's NIMBYism, not in my backyard.
Right.
And so that's what it boils down to.
So why they going on the north side?
Because the northwest side, back when they didn't have an alder person, they agreed to put the detention center out there.
I mean, we got enough over on the
north side. Listen, they agreed to put the detention center out there when they didn't have an alder person. Before Larissa Taylor became the alder person, they agreed to put the detention. So now they just figured, well, it's already got this detention center that's going to be slated to be out here. We'll just pick the ninth to do more of it. And it's out there by Northridge and all of that stuff. So people figure space or whatever the case may be.
I don't need all that. That's going to bring my property value down.
And you live out there?
I live out that way.
See,
you're going to bring my property. No,
we located. You are not in my backyard.
All the people that was out there protesting yesterday, we going to need to meet up out by Northridge, because we ain't doing this. I got too much going on.
Yeah. And another thing is this. The backstory is there's this big zoning conflict that's going on between the city and other community groups where they want to implement a zoning law whereas with this zoning law, developers or anybody can just build whatever they want.
Yeah.
Wherever they want. And so you get, but for example, you could build an 8-family house in the middle of the block. If you got 2 lots together, you could just do it because you're doing residential and it doesn't require a bunch of stuff, so you could just do it. You want to do this, you could do that. You could do this. So they say it's supposed to help development and help housing and all of this other stuff. This law
is going to look crazy.
Right. Yeah. So when you look at this, when you look at this through that lens, the federal government, because they're the federal government, they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
So they don't have to follow the zoning laws of a municipality. So the zoning laws would prevent this from happening out in that area. So when it originally came about, Department of Neighborhood Services, who went out and did the inspections and all of that, said, you can't do this here because it's not properly zoned for this.
Right.
But then DCD told the world, and I guess probably told them, or the feds already knew, we could do what we want to do. Yeah. We just come in the yard for a courtesy, telling y'all what we about to do.
Right.
But you really can't stop us. Your government can't stop
I wonder when this comes into play, the no zoning law rule, whatever. Like, when is that coming into play?
Well, they're still discussing that part of it in city government. They're still discussing it. It hasn't been passed yet. So the community groups like Metcalf Park and Midtown and all these other different, you know, Warnett Way, all these different other community groups are fighting against that. So they pulled it off the table so they can discuss it more with them. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, what you're seeing now with the Fed building is you're seeing it in live action.
Yeah.
You're seeing the effects of what can happen if you allow developers or you allow anyone to just put anything anywhere.
Right.
You're seeing what's the backlash of it. And so that's what I'm telling people, is like the other side of it, we may not be able to stop the feds. We can't stop the feds. They're gonna do what they wanna do.
Yep.
If they wanna put it there, they're gonna put it there. You can
especially
protest.
Especially now.
Right. You can protest all, and Trump is not gonna be like, no, let's not do it.
He's not gonna step in.
So they're gonna do what they wanna do. But what we can use this for and use this fight for is to show that zoning stuff that they're trying to do, this is live in action right now, what's happening with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it, you can say, look, this is it. This is what y'all want to do. Y'all want to just let people put in whatever they want to put in. This
and
is
look
the backlash.
What can happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
What can happen?
Yeah.
You can get a detention center.
Not in your backyard.
That's extreme.
Right.
But you can get something you don't want in your backyard.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? You got to look at all of these things. It's almost like, you know, we were talking the other day about the wildfires and everything and all the finger pointing that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
But really, as a resident of that area, were you at all the meetings? You know what I mean?
Bet not.
Were you? Because they sold like most of the water stuff to one company out there. So if you ain't got enough water, call the people to make the almonds.
The Resnicks.
The Resnicks. Call them because they got plenty of water that they could.
2,000 acres of water.
They could provide water for San Francisco for over 16 years.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know.
Y'all running out of resources.
When you're not paying attention and not going and seeing and giving your opinions and trying to really work on things, you can't really go out, because now they try and blame the mayor, the governor. She's the mayor of Los Angeles, not all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. What happened to the outer areas?
Right.
You know, where was your water at? You know,
and that's
I mean?
What happens when you fall asleep at the wheel.
That's true.
Somebody decades ago fell asleep at the wheel.
Yep.
And decided that they were going to sell what once was public water reservoir to the Resnicks, and now they got to buy it back from them.
Right.
And when you bring that back to Milwaukee, I'm glad people aren't falling asleep at the wheel when it comes to the zoning stuff, when it comes to this ICE stuff. They aren't falling, and they aren't just letting people rubber stamp it.
Yeah.
Because what happens is it may not affect you right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
like what's happening with California with the wildfires and the water and the 30 years later, when they decide they're going to make that ICE detention center into a real prison of some sort. We don't know what's going to happen. Not to go down
it could go there, though.
The X-Files, you know, rabbit hole.
Exactly.
You know, but it could happen. So you don't know. But if you stop it now, you don't got to worry about it. So I'm glad everybody was out there protesting. I'm glad people showed up. I'm glad that it's on people's radars. But we also need to look at how it affects other parts of our daily lives.
And exactly. And that leads me to, you know, as this administration takes office on Monday, there's going to be so many things just like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if this dude don't mention this in some form or fashion. Maybe he won't mention it in his speech or nothing like that, but like in an interview or something prior or post, where he mentions, because you know, we're building new ICE detention centers all across the country. Look what we're doing in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We're building one. And then he makes it, his dumb self will make it such a big story that it'll be like, Milwaukee will be, and now you got all these crazies from every place else coming. I'm just going down the rabbit hole where I think it could go.
Right.
But I know how we've had Trump for 4 years
before. We've
watched
him. Yeah. We've watched him cause chaos. So it could very well happen. But like, I see him doing it.
The thing is always with him, watch what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not what he says.
Yeah.
Because he's all out here. Oh, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You bring up some. Yeah, I think ice cream should be eliminated. Mm-hmm. It's not good for me. You know what I mean? That kind of deal. And I'm being facetious, but.
I mean, listen. He's the same man that told us to drink bleach, so.
Well, hey.
Yeah, he did.
There it is.
To drink bleach and try to get the sunlight in your body. Listen. Can you take a sunlight bomb or something? That's what he said, right? Listen, we studied Trump for 4 years, and this doesn't usually happen, not in modern history, where a president comes back and runs.
This is
like,
right?
This is like George Bush Sr. losing and then coming back and being like, you know what? I didn't have enough. I'm going to run again.
Right.
So what it does is it provides us an access to who this person is. So they ran and was in office for 4 years.
Yeah.
Then we had 4 years to digest all of the stuff that they pulled and study him and get to know him.
Yeah.
Now he's coming back. And so now we see it all.
We have the blueprint.
We have the blueprint.
We know what's coming.
We're seeing it in real time. Whereas before, it takes history
but
to learn about the person.
It's crazy because then why did they remember over a million people? Die? What was the number from the pandemic? Was it a billion? A million?
Crazy. It was crazy
numbers.
Yeah, it was insane.
And
if that wasn't enough,
then you just want to put somebody back in office. You just want to go out. That's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
Clearly, he didn't know how to handle, you know, what was going on. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a part of your presidential duty. So now, why are you coming back? Why are we putting you back in? What? Mm. What had happened? But people went back with it. People went, you know.
It's his celebrity. It's his status. It's his celebrity.
It's also the fact that when President Biden was in office, Donald Trump never went away.
No.
He was always in the background.
He had
the whole presidency.
He knew he was going to run again.
That was all a part of the plan. Well, he was marketing the whole time. He was putting himself out there.
But he was really running not to go to jail.
Yeah, of course.
Because look now, he got found guilty.
Everything.
He got found guilty, but they didn't give him no time.
They didn't give
him
no time.
If he wouldn't have been president, I guarantee you they would have gave him, you know, some type of probation or something.
Time. He wouldn't have been inside anybody's prison.
Oh, no. They would have got probation or house arrest or something like that. But I knew, and we off subject from the ICE stuff, but I knew when he got that conviction. Mm-hmm. And they were going to give him time. Once he won the White House back, that sets up a whole Pandora's box. So they didn't want to open that box. Anybody with any power on the left or the right didn't want to see a sitting president be found guilty and then also be given some type of sentence to go along
they
with
don't
it.
Even like have he got the sitting president.
He can't. Yeah. But like the sitting, like he would have had to report to jail and do 3 days before the inauguration. So you had
what?
Trump coming out the
orange. How'd that
look? But I think
that wouldn't happen.
But I think, with regard to history, I think Judge Marchand, is that who that was the last judgment, was the last judge he had. I think it was very smart. Because you know what? What he did was he said, okay, we just gonna let history handle this.
Mm. Yeah.
You're gonna be marked. It don't matter.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the people will get the last quote-unquote laugh, even though it wasn't a big thing, history will judge and say, this dude was wild.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. This dude was the very first president ever
to do all of this wild, crazy stuff.
Not only to be impeached twice.
You would think
while
so.
Not only to be impeached twice, but also to have 34 felony counts on him.
You would think that would be what history would do, but they, you know,
they're trying to alter history right now, trying to take us out of it,
you know, all of that stuff. And it's all and it started with the ICE, and what we were saying is that with the ICE that Trump can use anything to go anywhere, and if this dummy actually goes and mentions what's going on in Milwaukee to try to bolster his platform against anti-immigration and say how the liberals are and
here.
Use the people that are protesting this and the politicians that are going against it and saying that the liberals, because this isn't a political football right now. You know, it shouldn't be. You're talking about, when you talk about ICE, I don't think ICE should even exist in a militarized fashion that it does. It should be more of a social service. Mm-hmm. Like, this is America.
Yeah. Right.
I thought, and people always talk about MAGA, and I'm like, okay, they make America great again. Well, let's take America back to when it was, if you can make it here, we got you.
You can be here.
You can be here. And it was open arms, except for y'all, except for the Mexicans and
the land and the Haitians. Right.
You can make it here. Everybody else, why can't it be that way? Why can't it go back to being that way? If you can make it here, we'll accept you. And so then that turns ICE from a tracking down people and trying to detain people.
To a social organization, like you said.
We're going to help you become, you know, acclimated to American life. I understand people say, oh, it's criminals and this, that, and other. Man, them immigrants, the amount of criminality they're bringing to this country is minuscule to the kind that we already got here.
Exactly.
That have pale faces.
Exactly.
So let's be real. I know so many
immigrants that came over here and made a beautiful life, not only for themselves, but their whole entire family, and went on to be very, very successful. So I'm not understanding why we can't, like, just give people a chance, give them the opportunity to have this place of refuge and to be citizens of the free world, right?
There we go. Okay, here we go. We're going to run to break, but before we do that, let me tell you, the number to get in on this conversation is 833-212-1017. We have a caller on the line. I will be right with you after the break. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, Ricky.
You got some Johnny Taylor on tap?
You know, you say Johnny Taylor, I say Baby Drew.
Oh, yeah, Baby Drew. Yes, yes, yes. Baby Drew. Baby Drew. I made that song Milwaukee famous.
Did you? That was you.
That was me. That was me, player.
That was me.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. I don't know. You got to do a read-in or something real quick? Or can I say
no,
this?
No, go ahead.
Okay, look. Not to get off. We're going to get back to, I know Al is on the line, but while he's playing this, we were talking about radio and how the fact that Milwaukee doesn't have its own, you know, radio show like that, that's doing stuff like that for the young folks and stuff like that. So that's why I shout out to Jammin' with Juice and them. They're going to be starting on the 20th, their morning show. But what I was saying is that we need to have that because we lost it, because they can't do that. Nobody can do what you did for Baby Drew anymore in the V100 era. Ooh, I said their name. Anymore in our radio area.
It's okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody can do that. And that's a problem to me as a musician.
Yeah.
That's a problem that nobody can, we can't break nobody here. We can't have our own sound.
No.
And
yeah.
So I'm shout out to Jammin' with Juice, because they will be that generation, and they will give, even if it's just talk radio, that voice to that generation. They'll have some place to go. So that's cool.
Right. That is cool. All right, let's go straight to the Truth Talk and text line, 833-212-1017. Al, you're on with Bailey, Kayla Lewis Allen, and the one and only MC Damian LZ.
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on,
Well,
Al?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the first thing I want to say, I find as so many black people choose to sleep at the foot of the bed because they have an appetite and lust for race play. But my question is if Donald Trump was black and he talked that ignorant, do you think those same black people who have a lust and an anointing and a unique appetite for that white color skin, do you think they would still stand with him if they were black?
Oh, no.
So, because my thing is we need to put it out here for these Sambos who want to praise him, because, see, a lot of your grandmothers and grandfathers was 10 toes down, but you looked at them as ignorant. But because this man is white and wears a diaper, and you wish somebody would have climbed in bed with him so you could have that flusher, orange, wrinkly, pork skin, now you're sitting here with the praise of rejoice. So I just wanted to ask that question, because I feel a lot of black people wish they were white, and a lot of them wanted to be white Europeans, but they was blessed with the power of the blackness because didn't nobody get out the plantation into the house. So I just had to ask that question. If you think these same black people who stand with masks, if it was their grandmother and their grandfather who will step in front of a double barrel shotgun, will they get the same praise? Just like every Black History Month, we got 250 slave rebellions. They don't get no recognition of nothing. But a white man can tell you inject bleach, and they feel he's standing with Rejoice. I just wanted to share that information and get your input. And y'all have yourself a wonderful day. And if anybody come with Parmesan, tell them get out. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Albert.
Al, we love you. You know we love you. Oh, my God.
Hey, whenever Al call, I'll be, what's it called? I'll be sitting with bated breath like, come on, man. What you gonna say? What you gonna drop? What are you gonna say?
Each and every time.
Okay.
What are you going to say that's going to have me, you know, laughing?
Exactly.
Or like, did he just say that?
Yeah, exactly.
And he did just say that. Shout out to Al.
You know, I was very frustrated with this whole last election. And
oh, we know.
Oh, I know. I'm part of the 92.
We know.
Anyway, my thing was, how could you, as a person of color, knowing all the things that he said and done, vote for somebody like that?
It's that Stockholm syndrome. It is believing that he gonna do us better this time. He not gonna hurt us the same way. Yes, it is Stockholm. Like, you mentally are just accepting for whatever he's saying as facts. Like, he's going to do better this time. That's what I believe they believe.
They based a lot of it on financial stuff. Like, they thought he was going to, they think, because he's not in there yet, they think he's going to increase their ability to get a piece of the American pie, which is a lie.
You know,
American pie don't even exist for white
folks.
False
dream.
No more. So it's Trumpism. It's what it is. They believe what they want to hear.
Okay. So black men.
Mm-hmm.
In particular.
Don't put that on us. Because it wasn't us. Black men voted for
I'm talking about the ones that didn't.
Listen, don't listen to me.
Y'all call in, we would love to hear.
Because there are black men that voted for Donald Trump, and it wasn't like...
That's what we're going to do today?
I'm just trying to understand.
That's the violence my two sisters are choosing today?
This is
my first time on the radio with the sisters. And that's the violence y'all want to choose today?
Y'all woke up with violence in the heart today.
If you want to
know, Al started it.
Yeah.
That's the violence y'all want to choose. Okay.
Look, Al started it. We just like in here with it. We just rolling.
The numbers say black men voted for Kamala at the same rate that they voted for everyone else in the past. So there's a portion of black men that are Republican, apparently. They just are.
Yeah.
They just are. That's just who they are. That's who they're going to be. And the whole story that, you know, even Obama coming at black men saying we're not voting for her because of misogynistic views and this, that, and the other, we still voted for her. The crazy part is we're talking about ICE and them building this new detention center, but Latino men, not to point another finger, but I'm going to do it. Latino men voted for her at a rate that was almost 30% different than the last time.
Well,
so,
voted for Kamala or
no? Voted for Trump in the
right.
rate. You know that was you, so. Let's,
now
let's
look now.
Voted. You know because they Trump. I think Biden won the Latino men by like 17% or something like that. Kamala lost them by 13% or so. So there was a 30% shift.
Right.
In that.
And that was, that whole.
But we told them. The 92% told them. Y'all told them. I applaud the sisters. Y'all told him this is what's going to happen. And he ain't even in office yet. And he talking about increasing. And they talking about just here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
They They're doubling down on ICE.
Now let's do this. Let's say some of the things that President Biden has done prior to him leaving. He gave everybody a head start. See, because they had planned the day of the inauguration to have this massive, massive ICE situation going on where they go out and they get like thousands of people.
Are you serious?
That was the plan. Mm. President
Biden.
They're
going to do a roundup like the Nazis used to do.
Yes.
And I've grown tired of making that comparison, but that's true.
That's what it is.
That is true. Yes. And on the day of the inauguration, which would have been this coming Monday, they tried to do that. Now, okay, after the break, I'm going to tell you what happened, what President Biden did in parting. You're checking out Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, MLK Day is approaching, and we are excited to partner with the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee and the Marcus Performing Arts Center to celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, on Monday, January 20th, our Truth team will kick off the MLK Day celebration with a broadcast of Jammin' with Juice live from the YMCA's 28th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast Celebration at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The Marcus Performing Arts Center will continue the celebration from 1 to 6 p.m. as the Tori Lowe Show, and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris will be broadcasting live from the Marcus Performing Arts Center 41st Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Birthday Celebration. Come celebrate the legacy of Dr. King with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth all day long. We're going to have a great time.
Yes,
we're going to have a great time. So y'all make sure that y'all come out and be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to hit this one real quick because we were talking about it off air, and it's just crazy.
Mm.
There's a judge. Where's she at?
I don't know.
What state?
I didn't. You have to fill me in.
Oh, she got reassigned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had a bad joke that she sent out.
Okay. All right. Let the people know. I saw the headline for it, but I didn't see.
But what she did? She actually mistakenly sent this out to one of her fellow judges.
Okay.
And when they got it, obviously they snitched, right?
Of course.
It was a joke that she said was her husband's idea of. It was like a holiday joke, right? Mm-hmm. During the holidays, and it's a little black boy with a detection bracelet around his ankle.
Mm. Oh yeah, the ankle monitor on.
The ankle monitor. See, I'm just so not accustomed to, you know. So this was her idea of a joke. Bad holiday joke or something like that. And I was like,
why was that funny? Why is that?
It's got the little
yeah.
Like it's a real toy. The little tykes, my first ankle monitor. That's what it's called. My first ankle monitor. You know how to do the my first.
I've seen that meme going around. Yeah.
And so she shared it like a dummy. That's what happened to her. She shared it like a dummy. And she just got elected in 2024. And she's in Chicago.
Yeah, she's
in Chicago. But she thought, like, this is my peer. We joke, we kiki. We can do this.
Her peer said, no, we not.
We can't.
We can't
not
do that.
Not with me. Not with me.
She in Chicago? Oh, look. She lucky she still got a spot.
Right.
My husband's idea of Christmas humor. So as she shared it.
Right.
Her name is Judge Carolyn Glennon Goodman. As she shared it with other judges. So you share this with another judge. Mm-hmm. If I'm another judge, I'm like, oh, she's trying to set me up.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Don't rope me into this.
No, dog, no. I'm snitching too. Yeah, you trying to set me
up.
Exactly. Nah, you done sent this and then somebody get a hold of this text and they know I was sent this mm-hmm. and I didn't turn it in.
Yep.
Oh, you trying to set me. And how, you know.
She went along with it.
She went along with it.
If you have any white friends, you know this is not a isolated incident.
No, not at all.
I got a white friend. I'm not gonna say his name on air. He talks a lot. That's my guy. Shout out to him. He knows who he is. And but not the one y'all think. It's not Andy, y'all.
Okay.
So I can say his name. Somebody okay. else. But he had shown me once an email that he had gotten from his people up north.
Right.
And it was something racist, right?
Right.
And he was like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm thinking you got to respond and check him. But then I put myself in his shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he responds and checks him, now they looking at him like, oh, you a liberal and this, that, and the other. So for them, for those in that position, it's almost easier to just let it slide and don't say nothing.
Right.
So I don't often say I'm proud of a judge, but I'm proud of this judge that actually went and turned it in.
Because right is right.
Yeah, right is right.
And then at the end of the day, like you said, you're not about to rope me into this thing because now it's like, oh, well, Kayla laughed at it. She went along
with
it.
Right.
She didn't find an issue with
now
it.
Somebody,
that's how we play with each other.
Yeah.
Now,
and then it's like, now you're showing a bias.
Right.
No.
And you a judge, not a regular, you a judge.
Right.
Not a judge in Wyoming. Not a judge in Montana.
Chicago.
You're not a judge in a municipality where it's 0.1% black people.
No.
You a judge where it's probably the blackest city in America right now.
Why was that a Christmas joke? Like, what was funny? Like, I'm not understanding.
Well, it's my first, it's called ankle monitor. Mm. So it's like a toy for a little black boy. For a little black boy.
And
you see that?
And just think about this, y'all. These are the people that are supposed to be impartial, blind justice. They're supposed to be putting out, they're judging people that are coming in front of them for whatever the infraction is, right?
Right.
And they're supposed to be impartial. But she's obviously sees race.
Yeah, she
because
picked
she
this
thinks
up.
That's funny.
Yeah, she
doesn't.
This out,
so
yeah.
These are the people that are supposed to be sending our brothers and sisters to jail or giving them a shot and this is how she thinks about black people. So when black people come in front of her, she doesn't see a young black person anymore.
Mm-mm.
She sees a future criminal.
Mm-hmm.
She sees somebody that's going to do something more detrimental than they've already done.
Yeah, not like, let me give him another chance. Let me give them the opportunity to turn things around.
Right.
Oh, let's slap this ankle monitor on him. His first ankle monitor at 10 years old. Like, let's give it to him.
That is some high-tech racism. That is some old school racism, because it's like the jokes they would make about black people in the 30s and 40s and 50s, and it would be okay, you know what I'm saying?
But check your friends though.
Check your friends.
Like, check your friends,
because they get too comfortable. We got to go to break, y'all.
I was cooking, Bailey.
I know you was with hot grease too. We'll have more conversation just like this on the other side. This is the award winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.